Okay, welcome to Module 6. Now there is, once again, your mind maps and your check sheets are available to download. It's getting a bit worn out, that job, isn't it?
Yeah, at least you can't see, you never taught people to download worksheets and checklists and things like that.
I think you should start seeing that. Right, okay, the launch clause. This is the most important part of your whole launch campaign. Now, we're going to use something called the Crush campaign. And the first person we saw using this was a guy called Omar Martin. And it's basically the fear of loss toward the end of your launch.
Yeah, you're sort of making people think they're going to miss out. Let me just sort of give you
an overview of it.
Is it an analogy, you call it?
Analogy.
Analogy, an onology.
Analogy.
Let me give you an example. You see this happen usually every Christmas time. You'll see something like this happen. A product, or usually a child's toy, becomes so popular that every child... It's not so much the child who wants it.
Yeah.
It's the parent who wants it for their child. If you're a parent, you know, with a child over 10 years old, say, you will have had this experience where there's the hot toy, your child mentions it, they're selling out in the shops, or they're sold out in the shops, but mommy will be arriving tomorrow, and you have to have it. You have to have it because it's there's not many about. And that's what the Crush campaign does. It injects a fear of loss, and you have to get that message across that, look, if you don't act right now, you're going to miss out. This is going to be removed, and it's not going to be available for you. That's a sort of mind. You want to put the mindset of someone who's looking for that toy at Christmas time.
Yeah.
There was a famous film with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I know we're getting way off topic. Was Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I can't remember what the.
Yeah, there was a film. Maybe what someone might tell us, but there was a film where it was exactly about that. Where there was a certain toy. Anyway, that's what. Just think of that when you're going through the Crush campaign. What we do, we send 6 emails over a 72-hour period.
Yeah. You have one email at the 72-hour mark.
Yeah.
Then one email at the 48-hour mark.
Yeah.
One email at the 36-hour mark. One email at 24 hours. One email at 12 hours. And one email at the 46-hour mark. So basically, you're sending 3 emails in one day.
3 emails in one day. And I can't stress how important it is to send those last 3 emails in one day. Most, not just affiliates, product creators are scared to send 3 emails in one day. Don't be. Your leads, your subscribers have been following you, they've been seeing the launch. You have to get it across. Look, you're going to miss out. If you don't act now, you're going to miss out. And usually the last email is literally 2 to 3 lines long.
Yeah, I mean, what's the usual one? Is it sent from iPhone?
From my iPhone, yeah.
Or sent from Sony Xperia, which you sent. You know, it's kind of, and I mean, it probably never is, but it's plugged in, all ready to go, sent from my iPhone. You're probably in bed, but but it gets the message across of urgency and the complete and not a fear of loss, because people don't want to miss out. If you've got a timer on your sales page, then there is. I'm going to open both of these, John, urgency and scarcity.
Yeah.
So, but if you have got obviously a timer on your sales page, you're going to see this counting down, and when it says the matter of hours to go, and you open that page and the clock's clicking down from like 2 hours, and you think, I need to buy this now,
I'm going to
miss it. The page is going to close. And remember, when you're sending out emails to your leads and your subscribers, tell them how good the product is, so they know how good the product is, they know they want to buy the product. And then when the urgency kicks in and the scarcity starts kicking in, they need to buy.
That just tips
the fear of loss just tips them over the edge.
Yeah. And also, what you want to be doing is you want to be telling your affiliates about this, and you want to be giving them the swipe. You give them the Crush campaign swipe at about the 96-hour mark. You know, you say something like, tomorrow the Crush campaign begins. So this is what you need to do. And give them the emails and tell them at exactly what time they need to send them. But also, at each time the email is due to be sent, send out another email to your affiliate saying, this is the, email 4 of the Crush campaign. Send this, right now. Get this sent. Things like that, okay? It's not just about letting your leads know. It's about letting your affiliates know. And if you get this right, in the last 24 hours, you can make more sales than the whole previous 6 days. If it's, for example, if it's a 7-day launch. That's why you must use You must follow up with 6 emails in 72 hours. Yeah. We've tested this. We've perfected this. We've done this so many times. It works.
That's combined sales as well, John.
Yeah. So, you know, don't underestimate the power of the Crush campaign, okay? And, you know, the two big things to take away from this is make sure you do it and make sure you educate your affiliate about it and get them to do it.
Okay. You can see our Crush campaign emails on our GOV page, can't you, as well?
Yeah.
So, you know, go ahead, check that out, see what we've done with that. Right, okay, now I think we've got that across quite well about the Crush campaign. So, most important part of the whole launch, don't forget that.
Just one thing I want to add as well at the end of your launch. You might find in the last minutes, sales are absolutely flying in. You might find, you know, you're making multiple sales per minute if you've done this right. When the timer runs out, you've got a dilemma. You've got a dilemma. Do you keep the cart open or do you close the cart? Because obviously if you keep the cart open, you don't want people thinking, yeah, he told me it was going to close and it's not. But at the same time, if you're making possibly an extra few $1,000 for keeping the cart open for another few minutes or an hour or so, I would keep the cart open. Now, what I would do, okay, if sales are flying in, I would keep the cart open for another hour or so and I would just put a message up, cart kept open for an extra hour due to apps phenomenal demand or something like that.
But let people know.
Yeah, of course. Put the message on the page, you know, next to the timer. If sales have slowed, because what you usually find happening is most people do buy before the time runs out, just close the cart or do whatever you're going to do, put the price up, whatever. What you don't want to do is when the timer runs out, nothing happens. Because what will happen is you lose the credibility. You know, when I see a price is going up or an offer's closing, it closes. My subscribers then know when I say that again and again and again, because I usually do something like this most weeks, I mean business. They are going to run out. Their time is going to run out, okay? So don't, you know, say something and then don't implement. Yes, you can keep the cart open for another hour or so if it's phenomenal demand. You know, be honest, be upfront and tell them that. But don't just, you know, don't make sure nothing happens when the timer runs out.
Okay, excellent. Right, thanks for listening and we'll see you in Module 7.